Last gig I went to, Taylor Swift last year. We are a big Taylor Swift household.
Oh, it was last, Friday week ago when I went to Taylor Swift. I learned that my 13 and a half year old girl knows every word of every song of every album.
This is the final episode of The Turnout before the Jenny Lex with me, GK Barry. We've been asking why so few people my age vote, and we've been campaigning to get you there on July 4th. It's been amazing meeting politicians, campaigners, celebrities, and hearing from you lot.
Do you guys vote?
No.
Both of you don't vote? Why?
I never really know who to vote for.
Okay.
I don't know if they're wanting what's best for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of just a difficult decision.
Yeah,
overall.
What about you? Yeah.
I would say for me it's also a case of I'm still freshly 18.
Right.
Don't really know about that world yet.
Yeah.
I'd say I definitely need to, you know, I'm not a regular news listener. So
I hear that.
I need to learn more about it.
Do you think a lot of the parties are out of touch with people our age?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
You look at the Houses of Parliament, they're all sort of like 40 over, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
There's no one to really represent us in that type of way.
Would it make you want to vote more if everything was just in simpler terms, everything was laid on the table?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like maybe a couple bullet points.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said bullet point it.
We really need it to sugarcoat it for us, please.
That was 18-year-olds from Westminster Kingsway College.
The reason why in our parliament you've got a speaker in the middle, he's like a referee, you've got the leader, the prime minister there and the leader of the opposition there, okay? Have you ever wondered why they're that distance apart?
So they don't fight.
Correct. They're that distance apart because it's two swords lengths plus a few inches.
Wow, that was actually right. That was a joke. Brilliant.
There you go. So they're fighting over that dispatch box with words.
Right, okay.
So that's how our parliament has developed.
Alistair Campbell, the co-host of The Rest Is Politics.
Should we make a deal? If loads of young people vote in this election, you must watch an episode of Love Island.
If the young people turnout,
18
to 24, is above 70%,
okay,
I will come back and do a GK Barry turnout Gogglebox special on Love
Island.
Wow. How about
I'll
that?
Get you the juiciest clips.
That's one reason to go to the polling station, and Dan Laws from Given X thinks it's hot to vote.
I would say you've got some riz. You've currently got a T-shirt on, and I want you to give me the riz that is on the back of that T-shirt. Give it to me now.
Our saying, and my life, my say, is if you don't do politics, politics will do you.
And no one wants that.
No one wants that.
That's a one-night stand I promise you I could live without, actually.
And you know what line you could use on the election week?
Tell me.
July the 4th, stay up all night, let's watch the election coverage on Kiss FM.
Sounds hot and sweaty, that. I'm in. Yeah, it's giving election and chill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's make that a thing.
Let's put
it
that on a mug.
It started today.
Election and chill
started today.
That's something I can get into.
At the beginning of the series, I spoke to Nish Kumar, the host of Pod Save the UK. I told him I wanted to meet Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer.
I think probably standing outside the house is probably not going to help you.
Could get me arrested.
That could get you arrested.
In a thong bikini?
I think that would
definitely
get you arrested.
Yeah.
I have to say, I don't think I expected a conversation about animating young people to vote to involve the phrase thong bikini.
Yeah, well, none of us thought we'd get here, and here we are, so.
But I think, listen, you're big on the internet.
God bless.
So I actually think it will be incredibly easy for you to get an interview with Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer.
I'll send for them.
What does that mean?
I will put out on the internet.
Yeah, put out on the internet.
Me, you, Slug and Lettuce, 9 p.m.
Slug and Lettuce.
And I think they'll be there.
My body has had a visceral reaction to you mentioning the Slug and Lettuce.
Did it convulse?
Yeah, it convulsed.
I was up for it. I was there at 9 p.m. Saturday waiting for them. Where were they? They left me hanging. So yes, unfortunately, they couldn't make it this time, but they did speak to the turnout with the KISS political correspondent, Georgie Prodromo.
We've been sent some questions in from our KISS listeners, so a younger audience. Talk me through, why are you sending us into the army? Are you going to take away our driving licences?
No, I'm not sending you into the army. That will be a choice.
Actually, so under our modern form of national service, young people will be able to choose, just like my own daughters who will have to do it as well. And you have to choose what you'd like to do. So for some people, they'll choose to go into the armed forces, but that will be really competitive, selective, and it will be a very small number of people who end up doing that. And everyone else is going to do more civic volunteering roles, like St John's Ambulance or helping healthcare locally, those kinds of things.
You mentioned your girls there. When was the last time you embarrassed your kids?
They probably say on a daily basis, whenever I kind of try and, you know, bomb into whatever, you know, phone call they're on or when they're talking to their friends. But no, I'm very blessed. I have two gorgeous girls and, you know, the great love of my life. And, you know, I don't get to see them as much, obviously, particularly in the last few weeks. But, you know, what I'm doing is working hard to make them proud and working hard to make a difference to everyone's lives in our country. Like, that's what motivates me every day. And even though they don't get to see me as much, hopefully, you know, they can see that their dad is trying to do something important for the country and make a difference to people, and they can be proud about that when they grow up and look back on it.
Absolutely. Last gig you went to?
Last gig I went to? Gosh. Taylor Swift last year. We are a big Taylor Swift household, so
yeah. Are you going in August? She's coming back to Wembley.
At this point, I'm just focused on winning this election.
Week. As well, very briefly, directly to young people, what are you going to be doing for them, just quickly for us?
Yeah, I think all young people that I speak to really want one day to be able to own their own home. I think that's really important. Of course, I'm going to get great education for them, great apprenticeships, great jobs for them to go to and cut their taxes so they can keep more of their hard-earned money to spend on what they want. But fundamentally, owning your own home is something that I want everyone to be able to experience and fulfill that aspiration. So not only are we going to build the right number of homes, I want to cut taxes for first-time buyers. So if you're a young couple and you want to buy your first home, I'm going to effectively abolish stamp duty for first-time buyers, saving you thousands of pounds, and introduce a new form of help to buy, which means that you'll only have to have the money for 5% of your deposit and the government help to buy loan covers the rest. Combined with a stamp duty cut, that's going to mean that you can get on the housing ladder years and years before you otherwise might be able to, so that you can experience, every young person can experience what I experience and so many do, like that wonderful feeling when you get the keys to your first flat, your first home.
For KISS, so some of our young listeners have sent in questions. This is a bit more quick fire. We know Rishi Sunak has revealed his Nando's order. What do you have and what heats do you go for?
I go for, there's a halloumi wrap that they do in a sort of pita bread. So that's what I go for, and strong peri-peri sauce.
And I think I know the answer to this, but what was the last gig you went to?
Oh, it was last, Friday week ago when went to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
The children. It was amazing. I learned that my 13-and-a-half-year-old girl knows every word of every song of every album of Taylor Swift. I didn't know that before.
What was your favourite? What era did you go for?
The song, I'm not going to claim I've got every album and I know every word or anything like that, but obviously one of the songs is Change. This election is all about change. So as soon as I arrived at the concert, I was given a bracelet, as you do, with Change on it, and then my teenage daughter taught me how you trade the bracelets, which she was doing all night long.
Absolutely. And just finally to round up, I mean, many young people going to the polls this year for the first time. So what's your message to young people overall? What are you going to do for young people?
Vote for your future. You have the right to put your fingerprints on your future. If you want things to change and get better, you have to vote, and you have to vote Labour. And we will work with you to ensure that the better future you want is actually delivered.
So many of you got in touch telling us that the turnout had made you want to vote. We are so thrilled that it's made a difference. We also had loads of celebrities and friends sending us voice notes saying that they think it's important to get down to that polling station.
Hello, I am Grace Campbell, comedian, and of course I'm voting, because voting is amazing, and it's crazy that people don't vote. It's the one exertion of power we have in our weak version of democracy, and I think it's very important that people vote.
Oh, hi babes, it's Jordan Lee from Early Breakfast on KISS. Why am I voting? Because every single thing that goes on in the world is touched by politics, so it is so important when these votes come along for you to have your say, whether that is housing, whether that is the amount of money you spend on going out, whether that is transport, whether that's your holidays. Honestly, it's all touched.
Hello, Great Britain. It's former mayoral candidate and disgraced politician Max Foch here. Why am I voting? Well, it's my democratic right to vote. Completely up to you who you vote for, but just go out and get down to the polls and put your little tick on the ballot, just as many people fought for your right to do many, many years ago.
I'm Harriet Rose and I have absolutely registered to vote house down boot. Like Grace said, it's a little bit like the Love Island final. If you don't vote, then how do you expect to see your favourite winning?
I think it is amazing that GK Barry is doing what you're doing, because you have so much power and influence, more than I'm sure you even know, and you will be encouraging young people especially to use that one exercise of democracy that we have. And I think you're amazing, and I think you should just keep on being amazing.
The Turnout is such an important podcast because I feel like it's educating and helping everyone understand how the voting system works and also why it's so important to get down there and put your vote in.
Yo, it's me, Tyler, from the home straight. It's so important that GK is having this conversation right now because, I'll be honest, it gets a little bit confusing. And if there's one person that can spell it out, it's GK Barry. Grace, I love you.
So, yeah, that's over and out for the Turnout 2024. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back in 2029 for the next general election campaign when I will still be just under 30.
What am I wearing to a polling station is a question that I've been asked to answer. Hopefully clothes, but it might be a no clothes day. Just I need to see what my local polling station's attitude is to nudism. But you know, that's kind of a on the day kind of vibe.